You're tuned to Focus on Campus, a weekly show which highlights faculty, staff, and students here at the University of Texas at El Paso. Good morning, I'm Luis Sainz, your host for Focus on Campus. Joining us today are Arcy Fleet and Beto Lopez. Beto is with External Relations here on campus, and Arcy is a member of UTEP Aware, and if you're wondering what is UTEP Aware, well, that's what we're going to talk about right now because she's a graduating member of that class. But first of all, we'd like to take the time to welcome Arcy and Beto to the show. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Luis, for being our host.
Now, Beto, I mentioned External Relations. You are with External Relations, correct?
Yes, University Relations, External Relations.
What does that mean for the benefit of our listeners?
Well, we really try to create a bridge between the community and the university, and that community includes the UTEP faculty and staff and our campus. And so that's why we think of ourselves as University Relations. It isn't just the external to UTEP, but really we treat our own employees and our own students as a part of that relationship.
You wear a lot of hats, I know, as part of External Relations, and you deal with a lot of people just as I do. But one of the programs that you have here is UTEP Aware. And for people who may not be, pardon the pun, aware of UTEP Aware, tell us a little bit about that program, how it got started, and what it's all about.
We're actually in our 23rd year, and so next year we'll start the 24th year. And the idea is that we will take applications for about 30 members, and they will attend 9 sessions throughout the year, typically the third Friday of each month, beginning in September. And we'll spend an afternoon, beginning with lunch at 12 to about 5 o'clock, touring the university and learning more in depth what the university is all about, how we function, meeting, of course, key leaders on campus. We visit with the deans, the vice presidents, as well as departments that we think are important to help shape the future of UTEP. And the class then attends these sessions. We try to keep moving and try not to spend more than 45 minutes or an hour with any one unit. We do a lot of touring, a lot of walking, and occasionally we'll take a bus to the campus activities and the community as well.
Now, as far as becoming a part of the class, how are the members selected?
Well, there's an application form that, you know, circulates around campus through the campus mail and through our web pages and so forth. So electronically, the person can apply for the program. The deadline this year is Friday, June 27th. We'd like to have you apply by then. The bulletins have the application and the information on the program itself.
Are there specific requirements or prerequisites to become a part of UTEP Aware?
The university does require that a person receive the support of their supervisor to be able to apply as well as to participate. And we do ask that an employee having spent 6 months with us. There are a few exceptions. The vice presidents and the deans can nominate individuals who were recently hired, and they're reviewed and considered as well. But for the most part, most employees will have a minimum of 6 months of tenure with UTEP and have the support of their supervisor.
Now, traditionally in academia, we have semesters and, of course, the fall and the spring and summer. So does the UTEP Aware just last through a semester, through 6 weeks, or is it the entire September to May?
Well, actually, it really follows the academic year because we start in September and we'll finish in May. We have a closing ceremony in June, so basically 9 sessions, one a month. And we try to have these on Fridays, but occasionally we'll go to a Thursday or a different day, depending on speakers or holidays. Sometimes we end up making some adjustments there.
One of the members of UTEP Aware who is getting ready to graduate is with us, Arcy Fleet. And Arcy has been, as I mentioned, with UTEP Aware. Arcy, what got you interested in applying for UTEP Aware?
Well, I've actually worked at the university for about 10 years. So first thing is that I want to kind of let everybody know that UTEP Aware isn't something that should be for people who are recently new necessarily to the university. Anybody who's worked here, like Beto pointed out, for a period of 6 months or longer is eligible for it. And what made me want to apply for it is that even though I've worked here for 10 years, there are obviously areas, pockets of the university university that I am not aware of, right? And we can kind of use that word loosely, right? There's areas that I'm not aware of, departments or programs that might be going on. And I think that that is a really useful tool for anybody who's wanting to become really educated about all of the benefits that UTEP has to offer, all of the various departments and facets that UTEP handles. So there aren't just academic elements present at UTEP, and I think that that's one thing that is assumed by the majority of people. So I like the fact that UTEP Aware brings in the diversity of what's available at UTEP. We went and visited research labs. We went and visited the Graduate Business Center that's downtown that houses the MBA program. We visited with VPBA so that, you know, members of the class who weren't aware of campus transformation or things related to business affairs learn about that. So there's diversity in the program to really kind of help people expand their UTEP horizons to understand what all UTEP is doing and how it's contributing to both the community and other areas and other departments that are helping meet the missions and objectives of the university.
As you mentioned, there is, I think, a misconception or a stereotype of UTEP being just an academic institution, and people who work in a department, they're familiar with that department and basically that's it. What about you? What are some of the things that you learned that you were not, again, that word, aware, that UTEP had?
Well, and I think I'm kind of unique based on my experience with UTEP and also my position. I mean, I've been on this campus every day since 1998 as a student and then as an employee. And the position that I have now really takes me pretty much everywhere on campus. But that didn't mean that I knew everything where we went. There were people I met who I had never met before, even within my own class. It gave me exposure to other areas that even if I knew about it, I didn't know all the intricacies of it. So it was interesting to go down, you know, to GBC and obviously the MBA programs down there. But I had no idea what Dean Nachtman's mission was for the College of Business. So getting to go down there and hear him speak about what his vision was, what his objectives and goals were, where he wanted to see the college go, that was wisdom that was imparted that I would have never found out, except if I'd have been sitting across from him in some meeting. And even at that, we're not learning about that, right? We're talking about something else. So I really liked that I got to kind of hear the meat of what some people really wanted UTEP to be, what their goals, what their visions are for their department, for how they feel they're contributing positively. So that was something that was really important to me. I really enjoyed learning that.
Beto, because this is our centennial, celebrating our 100th birthday, a lot of things going on campus, a lot of construction, and people may not understand that. So tell us a little bit about the construction on campus and what's going on for the 100th celebration.
Well, we have a lot of activities that are planned, as you know, and all your listeners have experienced. There's not a day that doesn't go by without some type of centennial-related activity. But certainly the center of campus is going to be a highlight, and that's one of the things that we really try to emphasize to our class, that there are a lot of activities going on and that it isn't just about the Centennial Plaza. Of course, we're all anxious to see the unveiling, and it really will turn our center of campus into a major focal point. And instead of driving through and looking for the ATM machine and trying to avoid pedestrians that might cross in front of you, we'll be able to walk across there and enjoy the, if I can use Spanish, the naturaleza of our campus. And I think it'll also have a lot to do with the way in which we conceive of our experience on campus. I think more of our students will want to stay on campus. There'll be more environments, friendly environments to retain students' interest. We've seen that change already with some of the changes that we have already experienced on campus. The campus is wireless, and so people are working under trees and in the shade and, you know, just really enjoying the campus more. So I think it'll be a part of our transformation, not just a physical transformation, but the way in which we think of this university. Many of our classmates really feel very connected to the university, and this is their home. I think we just have better patios and better surroundings for our home and more inviting for us to spend more time together on campus.
And as Arcy mentioned, she's been here 10 years. You've been here a long time. I'm starting my 25th year. And I remember it used to be that as soon as lunchtime rolled around, the campus was dead. And now it's 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, and you still see a lot of activity.
We do. Of course, the night shift comes in with many of our students coming in after their day at work, pursuing their graduate degrees or night classes. And that's really one of the things that we try to communicate to our class, the AWARE program, that the university is pretty much 24/7 operation. And they really saw the connection between the community and our students and our faculty and our staff.
Arcy, you mentioned you work at the facilities plant?
Yes, I work with facilities management. Within that group, we've got two groups. We have facility services, and we have planning and construction. And then you have my office, which is the Space Information Resources Office, and it's an arm of planning and construction. And I'm the space manager here, so I tend to assess and inventory all of the physical space on campus.
Not outer space.
Right.
Okay. It's because a lot of people, when they hear facilities or a physical plant, they think of just, you know, maintenance and stuff like that.
Right.
And there's just so much going on over there.
There is.
That people are not aware of.
There is. We are part of VPBA, which is the Vice President of Business Affairs. You know, we do fall under that unit. So there are other things at work. We do deal, obviously, with the maintenance. And when everybody's seen any of the gardeners or the custodians or anybody, that does fall under facility services. But we also have project managers. We have architects. We have spatial analysts. We have construction managers. So it's a gamut of all different kinds of things going on over there at the physical plant.
The year, I'm sure, went pretty quickly for you.
It did. It did. The 9 sessions go very fast. Academic year moves as fast and aware as it does for students when you're taking regular classes. And we just finished having our award ceremony. We had that award ceremony yesterday over at Hoover House. And we got to kind of put that on as a class and work up a project that we all did together as a class. So one of the things that we did was we actually created an AWARE homepage, and it's got all of our pictures. It tells a little bit. If you click on our picture, you can actually see a little statement from us about what we thought AWARE meant to us. It's also got a link to the application for anybody who wants to apply for the program. And because it's recent, you can type in UTEP AWARE and the page will be live. One of the other things that we created was we actually linked it to social media. We created a Facebook AWARE page. We created a Twitter account for AWARE. And we've got two of our graduating classmates who are going to be monitoring that, and we're posting pictures. We were live tweeting during the actual award ceremony. So we're trying to bring that in and kind of keep that as a living, breathing thing that becomes part of AWARE. So when we graduate, we'll keep that and maintain it. And then when the new class comes in, we're going to kind of pass the torch. There will be a little passing where then that AWARE class can utilize those resources to kind of keep everybody connected.
Beto, you mentioned that the deadline is June 27th for applying. Is there a limit as far as the class size?
Yes, we do have 30 individuals that are selected for AWARE. And one of the points I wanted to make is it is a very, very diverse group, not just gender, experience on campus. We have new folks. We have people who've been here for a long time. And across all of the divisions of the university, academic affairs, business affairs, institutional advancement, you name it. We try to get a very representative class in terms of individuals coming from all disciplines. We've had facility service workers to deans and vice presidents that have participated. So we try to have it so that the networking that takes place becomes a lasting relationship, and not just personal networking, but professional networking, so that we can speed the wheels of progress a little bit faster here. If you know somebody in a department that can help expedite or help explain a request or a situation, then we feel that we've done our job, because the networking then helps speed up things. And we find that people who have been in UTEP AWARE 5 years ago, 2 years ago, 10, 15 years ago, they're very, very loyal to the program. And once they know that you've been a part of UTEP AWARE, there's that instant connection, and it helps move things along. So one of the best outcomes of UTEP AWARE has been that it's professional development, it's personal development. We ask all the class members to once a month do something that they've never done before associated with the university. So we've had people go into research labs. We've had people go to functions, campus programming that they've never been to. so that they can begin to understand how the university functions and how closely related the university is with the lives of so many people in our community. We also do a community tour. We went out to Fort Bliss this year and saw the relationship between Fort Bliss and the university. Of course, your listeners know that we started at Fort Bliss, and so historically, that was an important trip for us to make.
Well, Bethel, thank you very much for being with us here today. And RC, we've been visiting with RC Fleet and Bethel Lopez talking about UTEP Aware. The deadline for applying for UTEP Aware is June 27th. If you want to find out more about it, you can go to utep.edu and then type in UTEP Aware and find out more information about it. Thank you all very much for being
with
us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Focus on Campus is taped and produced at the KTP Studios, University of Texas at El Paso Communication Building. Our thanks to our engineer and producer, Dennis Swoop. You've been tuned to Focus on Campus. I'm Louis Sines.